Now, get ready for meditation. Sit comfortably with your back straight, slightly straight. Close your eyes and start looking inside. You yourself is third eye. You have full potential to watch inside. You yourself is looking inside. Keep looking. Watch your mind. Watch your thoughts. Watch darkness all over before you. Watch everything which happens before you inside. Simply watch. Simply look. Simply see. Not to indulge in any thought, in any activity of mind. You are a non-doer entity, a neutral energy in your true nature. You have full potential to keep this watching process continue. Do not have any identification with the thoughts, whether it is positive or negative. Do not have any identification with them. Disidentify yourself from the mind. As you are not the mind, you are a seer of it. You are not a mind. You simply see. Dwell up some distance from the mind. You have self-remembrance. Become more and more awakened. And remember it, that you are not a mind, you are not a thought, you are a seer of them. Meditation is a direct approach to the mind. It does not require any technique or method to focus this mind on any concentrating point. Such techniques or methods do not work in transforming the mind. We have to watch this mind while living in our own true real nature, that I am a seer, am a witness. I am an observer. I am a neutral energy. I am a non-doer entity. This remembrance will help you to be thoughtless very soon. The state of thoughtlessness is full of bliss, balance, and energy. When you become thoughtless, right thinking prevails. Your wisdom prevails. This is a miraculous achievement in meditation. Simply watch, utilize your third eye in the direction of self-discovery. Simply look whatever happening before you. Simply watch, you are a watcher. You are fully capable to see inside. You have full potential to watch inside too. As you watch outside with your outer eyes, you have third eye to watch your own self. This special privilege has been provided to us by very birth. But due to ignorance, we are missing this special privilege, the source of real happiness. As we don't know it, we are living only in the outer eyes. We are spending our precious time in outer life. We don't have the other aspect of life, inner aspect, which has completely been ignored. This is the great flaw in the modern society. How can this life become peaceful, happy, and healthy when we ignore the inner aspect of this very life? Both the wings are equally important and should equally be developed. Then this balance of life be achieved. And that is the state of peace, placid harmony, equanimity, and with full awareness. Again and again, come back to your true nature. You are a seer, a neutral energy. Remember it and simply look. Keep looking on inside. Your homecoming will help you to be more and more happy, healthy, and wealthy in spirit. In the process of meditation, you never try to be thoughtless. Never try. You will never be successful in that direction. You simply watch them. Watch all our insight, thoughts which you have borrowed from outside, from others, are mostly useless. You will see your own thoughts in the process of meditation, which you have imported from others. They are related to others, not to you. They are the cause of your tension, stress, depression, migraine, anxiety, and panicky state. You should dissolve them by meditating more and more. You have full potential and possibilities there. Mind is a doer, and you are a non-doer entity. You simply watch its doings and do not identify yourself with it. Without putting any pressure, you simply watch. Keep watching. Be watchful. Simply watch, simply look, simply see as you are a seer. Become more and more awakened and disidentified with the mind. Meditation is no longer a practice, it's a process. Sometime in this watching process, you become identified with the mind. Going hither and thither, sometime in the past or sometime in the future. You start roaming, walking, running, moving along with the mind. You become mind. Due to ignorance. This monkey-like mind, now stays at one point. It is always either in the past or in future. It is never in the present. Present moments are full of bliss. That's our true nature. You simply watch the doings of mind directly. Keep some distance from the mind. Develop it. And discover your true nature. You are here. A witness. Simply an observer. You are a neutral energy. Realize it. A lot of energy generates when we go deep in meditation. You become energetic, joyous, and ever fresh, fully relaxed and peaceful. In watching process, there should be no pressure at all. Never put pressure on your forehead. You are not to do anything. Simply watch. This watching process will work at its own. You have watchful nature. You can look inside too, as you are looking outside, very naturally. Keep looking on. Meditation is a non-doing state, full of relaxation and freshness. You are a non-doing entity. Your true nature is to watch and wait and not to do anything else. Be in the present. You reside in the present moments. You live in the present moments. Mind is not required in the present. Conscious prevails there. We must have experienced it, that mind is either in the past or in the future. It is always roaming in either of the two. It never comes into the present. And when you identify yourself with the mind due to ignorance, then you become mind and forget your true nature. Resultantly, you face tension, stress, and depressed state in those moments. Meditation is an antidote for tension, stress, depression, blood pressure, anxiety, fear, and panicky state. Meditation is not a hypnotism. It is an antidote for hypnotism. Meditation is the best medicine for mental balance and healthy, happy life. Become more and more awakened towards your mind. Never indulge in it. Meditation is a real challenge to stress. It keeps your mind healthy and happy. You keep watching. Become free of the mind. And enjoy your own bliss. You are a blissful entity in your true nature. You are Sat Chit Anand Swarup. You are happy, healthy, and wealthy in spirit by nature. But you have forgotten your nature. We have to remember it again. remember yourself, your true nature. Self-remembrance is a key to self-improvement. Discover your true nature, that you are a seer. You are a seer, not mind. Explore more and more your true nature. You live with it. Really, you become very happy, healthy, and wealthy on this earth. Definitely. Meditation is must. For modern society, most modern life becomes primitive without meditation. It becomes backward if we don't have meditation with that. Meditation dwarfs our personality as well as individuality, both together. Meditation is a real beauty of modern life. It provides us a golden opportunity to live total life. Meditation itself is a totality. Now I conclude this session with saying, a past is gone, future is unknown. Act, 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 oh my dear, act in the present. To be in the present is called meditation. Now the meditation session concludes. Again, we will gather in the next session. Om Omkar Amin Eman.